The meeting is called to order for the Tuolumne County Planning Commission, April 4th, 2012, 6 p.m. First of all, commissioners, have you all had time to read over the additional information that we were given prior to the meeting?
I haven't.
A housekeeping item. At the top of each hour, we will take a 5-minute bio and stretch break. Additionally, I'd like to find out, since we have several people in the audience tonight, how many of you are here for each one of our items. Item number one, the Gold Rush Charter School. How many are here for that? Okay. Item number two is the Odd Fellows Sierra Recreation Association. Okay. And item number three is the Leland Meadow Townhouse Owners. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'd like to recommend that we reverse two and three on the one.
You would like to see number?
I think number three has slightly fewer people who wish to speak on it than number two does.
That's correct. Okay. Okay, we'll go ahead and move forward with our last item for the evening, which is the Odd Fellows Sierra Recreation Association, and Robert Osborne. Director Shane, would you please present the project?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. The Odd Fellows Sierra Recreation Association owns property located at 24940 Jordan Way West, which is adjacent to the Odd Fellows Sierra Camp subdivision. They are asking for your consideration this evening to support a general plan amendment to change the land use designation on 21.8-acre parcel from rural residential to 2 acres of estate residential and 19.8 acres of timber production. They would also like your support to rezone the property with 1.9 acres of RE2 zoning to correspond to the state residential general plan land use designation and 14.7 acres of timberland production to correspond to the timber production general plan land use designation, and also to retain existing 5.2 acres that are zoned open space along Sugar Pine Creek, which traverses the center of the property. This site has been used over the years for Camp Cedarbrook. The owners are now proposing to change the zoning to the TPZ to allow 19.2 acres of the 21.8 acre site to be adjusted or transferred to the neighboring property. And that would leave a 2-acre parcel where the existing lodge is to be used as a home. Many of the old buildings from the camp are proposed to be removed. I just want to make it clear that this is not a land division in the sense that there is not creating a new parcel. They would simply be taking part of an existing parcel and transferring it to a neighboring property, and it would be a timber production zoning and general plan, which is a preservation type of zoning to protect timber lands so that they can be utilized for production. Once someone has zoned property to timber production, there's a 10-year period in which if they want to rezone it out of that, that they have to wait or go through an extensive review for what we call immediate rezoning. In exchange for protecting those timberlands, there is a tax incentive similar to the Williamson Act that applies to timberlands. So just so we're clear, that's what this project is. It's to retain the 2 acres for a home site. Remainder is proposed to go to timber production and be adjusted to an existing timber production zone parcel.
Thank you, Director Shane. Questions for the director from any of the commissioners? Commissioner LaTorre.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Director Shane, the county staff is recommending approval of this zone change. Is the primary reason for recommending approval that the project is surrounded by property that's zoned TPZ, or does it have something to do with the timber on the project?
It's both. To qualify, that you do have to show that you meet the requirements of the California Government Code for timber lands to begin to qualify for the zoning. This site does do that, as well as, again, it will protect more of the county's timber lands through this particular zoning.
But I think that the applicant has not submitted a timber management plan.
They have not submitted timber, look at it. Yes, yes, they did. It was prepared by a registered forester. Go back and I'll check my... Yes, that's Forest Land National Plan, Othello's property prepared by Will Durrell. And that's discussed on page 4 of the agenda report, where we talk about what the government code requirements are for timberland zoning.
Okay, so that forest management plan has been prepared?
Yes. And submitted to the county for review.
Okay, thank you.
Director Shane, I have two questions. One is on page 4 of the agenda report, under 3A, or excuse me, 14-3A. I just need to understand, who is the board? It says with the board.
Board of Forestry in that case.
Board of Forestry, okay, thank you. And then my other question is page 6 of the agenda report, and it says that, let's see, it's the fifth paragraph down. It says the plan concludes with the following management recommendations. Number 3, it says install a security gate at the southern end of the Oddfellows property to limit unauthorized access. But then in the next paragraph it says, a security gate cannot be installed at the southern end of the Oddfellows property without having the county maintained portion of the road north of that location abandoned by the county. So does that become a non-stipulation if the county doesn't abandon?
Well, the timber plan again recommends the gate, and what we're explaining is in this case, because you can't gate a public road easement, that you could not do that without going through a road abandonment process.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for staff?
On that road abandonment, is the county amenable to abandoning that road, or is that outside of the likelihood at this point?
It would require a separate application to do that and review. We prefer to maintain any road easements we have, even if there aren't physical roads there, to have in the future circulation. There have been roads abandoned in the past that it was one of those in later years. It was like, why did we ever do that? With the fire hazard in the county and the state of California, Department of Forestry, requiring through roads, all of that for new development. And again, if we've got existing easements that are viable, then we usually recommend that they be retained. That doesn't mean that we never recommend abandonment, but this one I don't believe was looked at yet because we don't have an application for an abandonment.
Okay.
Any other questions for staff?
So just to clarify, there would not be any gate.
There cannot be a gate while there is a publicly dedicated road easement.
Any other questions, commissioners? Seeing none, then I'll open the public hearing. And anyone who would like to speak in favor of the project will still continue to have a 3-minute time frame for each person who comes up to speak.
Good evening, Commissioners. Bob Osborne. And I represent the Oddfellows Sierra Recreation Association and their endeavor to complete the general plan amendment and zone change before you. A cultural resource survey was completed and prepared by Charlotte Francis, and the forest land management plan was, as you heard, completed by Will Grell, if you're curious about him, you'll meet. The project is kind of nice because it's actually simple enough to be exempt from CEQA, so it's kind of short plan. This completing the general plan amendment and zone change will allow a lot line adjustment in the future to adjust into a 73-acre plus or minus parcel of TPZ general plan and TPZ zoning, and approximately 2 acres of general plan of estate residential and residential estate 2-acre minimum. The one of the main purposes of the acquisition by the association was for cleanup of the existing camp and also to kind of assure that they would not get another camp in the near future there. It will also allow them to reduce the fire hazard that exists by demolition of most of the structures on site, and actually to restore that approximately 20-acre area going to TPZ to its more natural setting. There are several members of the association here, should you have any questions for them. And I respectfully request that your commission recommend to the Board of Supervisors approval of our general plan amendment and zone change request. And should you have any questions for me, I'm happy to attempt answers.
Commissioners, questions for Mr. Osborne. Commissioner Morrow.
Mr. Osborne, I'm kind of curious for the RE2, that 2-acre parcel that the home is on. If it's addressed tonight and it's this development is passed, have you made any provisions for a road from Jericho into that parcel?
There's actually two road easements that connect to that parcel in Jordan Way West and Jericho. And as far as access via Jericho, I've been on site, looked at it. It's physically feasible to construct a driveway meeting county standards to the 2-acre parcel via Jericho.
Thank you.
Commissioners, other questions for Mr. Osborne? Thank you. Anyone else who would like to come up and speak in favor of the project? Please sign in and then state your name.
Hello, my name is Sean Velias. I'm president of the Odd Fellows Sierra Recreation Association, and I am very much in favor of this project. It'll allow us to remove a lot of the hazards that are there that have been abandoned and not taken care of for a long time. There are a lot of kids that live in our community. Some of them play in the surrounding forest. And there are a lot of tent platforms that are abandoned and falling apart, along with a pool that is a safety hazard. So this will help us out quite a bit.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for? Okay, anyone else who would like to come up and speak in favor of the project?
If I can just make a quick point of order, if you don't come to speak in favor, you cannot make a rebuttal.
My name is Ronald Hawk. I'm on the board of directors of the Odd Fellows Sierra Recreation Association. I'm in favor of this project, and I'd like to reserve my right to rebuttal as my piece of opinion.
Okay. Next.
Hello, my name is Brendan Simonasi again. I would like to speak in favor of this project. I'm a local businessman, chief in charge of maintaining all property and equipment owned by the Columbia Volunteer Fire Department and the Columbia Fire Protection District. I have extensive ongoing experience in wildland firefighting activities in California. I have many friends that live in this area and have worked and played in this area my whole life. Speaking of the area around Longbarn and Oddfellows, if you go out and look at other timberland owned by this association, you will see physically a very well-managed, healthy forest that can reduce the risk of catastrophic wildfire. If given the zoning change and time to implement a management plan, this property will also become a beautiful example of a well-managed forested area, providing a buffer to protect people's property and lives. In Tuolumne County, it's not the question of will a catastrophic wildfire occur, it's a question of when it will occur. As residents of Tuolumne County, I feel it's all of our responsibility to do what we could do to try to manage and prevent catastrophic wildfire. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in favor?
I'm Dale Wallace, and I'm on the board of directors, one of the officers of Oddfellows Sierra Park. I bought into the park in the mid-1970s. I've been on the board in one form or another for about 20 years, including being president for six and secretary for longer than I like to admit. Right now, I'm the treasurer. I also have the distinction of being the only member of the board that actually voted against buying Cedar Brook. But now that, and it was for completely different reasons from what we're going to talk about tonight, I look at it as an investment and some other things. But I hold that distinction, and now I have the opportunity to try to make it work. And one of the ways to try to make it work is to take that 19 plus or minus acres and take it back to its original state. And I think that would benefit the park, it would benefit the forest. Taking the 2 acres where the caretaker's cabin was and bringing that into either a part of the subdivision or making it a place where we could actually house a family there seems to be in line with what we've done. We have 365 other parcels, and that one would blend in nicely with the others. So, and it's there already. So, I would like to reserve my right for rebuttal for later on. Any questions?
Thank you. Still in favor? Okay, please come up.
My name is Matt Ennis, E-N-N-I-S, and I do want to reserve my right to offer rebuttal testimony later. My family has owned property in the park since 1961. My wife and I moved up full-time about 2 years ago, and we're in favor of this resolution, and thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else to speak in favor of the project?
I have a question of staff before I speak. I'm in favor. This project.
I don't think so. No.
You
can come up and you can ask us the question.
Okay. Question. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You can come forward to the microphone, please, and sign in and please state your name.
Charles Varvianis. It's spelled V-A-R-V-A-Y-A-N-I-S.
first name was Charles?
Yes.
Thank you.
My question is, before I address you, is this is basically two things. I see the TPZ and the RA2. And I'm opposed to one and in favor of the other. Can I speak on both or can I speak on only one?
You can speak on both.
So, at this point, since we're doing in favor, I'm speaking in favor of the TPZ.
Madam Chair, yes. If I can clarify, you can only speak once. So, even though you're in favor, so you'd speak in favor of part of it, but tell the commissioners that why you don't want the other part at the same time. You don't come back up and okay, in opposition.
Then in that case, let me speak in against.
Okay,
then please hold that thought for a moment. And the gentleman that's standing over here, are you speaking in favor or against?
Favor.
Let's let him go first.
My name is Friedhelm Peter. Friedhelm is the first name. Peter, P-E-T-E-R, is the last name.
Thank you.
We've been owners at the Oddfellows Sierra area since 1978, full-time residents for about 3 years now. Initially, I'm kind of like Del Wallace, I was kind of opposed to the park purchasing the property, but after looking at it in more depth, I realized there were a lot of safety issues with the buildings kind of in bad disrepair, swimming pool, which is an attractive nuisance to for kids and what have you. And I guess I finally, when I looked at all the trees, I saw the forest. And I said, it just made a lot of sense for the whole community to incorporate that parcel into our total community. So I'm absolutely in favor of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any others who would like to speak in favor of the project? Please come up.
You want to ask? Did
we run out of movement? That's a good idea. Ran out of room for space, we have to end the meeting.
My name's Bill.
Go ahead.
My name is Bill Ortwine. I'm a member of both the Rec Board and the Homeowners Board, and I moved up full-time just about a year and a half ago, and I've had property up there for something like 26, 27 years. I'm very much in favor of this project because of safety reasons on the primary point, looking at the forestry and then the bad, platforms, things there like that, and not having another park or a camp adjacent to us. And I didn't want to reserve my right to come back on it.
Okay, thank you. Questions, anyone? Okay, anyone else who would like to speak in favor of the project?
My name is Linda Clark. I'm a longtime property owner in Oddfellows Park. And I am in favor. I just want to reserve my right for rebuttal. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Yvonne Peter, and I just want to say that I'm in favor of the project. I think it's going to be great for our park, and that's all.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else who would like to speak in favor of the project? Seeing none, then we'll move on to anyone who would like to speak against the project.
My name is Fred Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. And I gave you a written item and some photographs of the road that was supposedly adequate for getting into this property. The first item that I noticed of concern had to do with the exhibit map, sheet 2 of 3 and 3 of 3, that states that the water system is owned by the Sierra Homeowners, the Oddfellow Sierra Homeowners Association, and that is incorrect. That was sent out by the county. And the concern is not the 19 acres is going to go to timber, but the 2-acre split. That's what I'm opposed to. I'm totally in favor of the rest of it. But that house, I don't know where the water's coming from. It says a private well. I don't know if the Rec Association is going to sell that water or just give it to the homeowner. I don't think there's a well on that particular piece of property. If they sell it, there's some question if they can legally do it because of the California Public Utilities regulations. And there are now two complaints against the Rec Association with the CPUC for selling water to the lot owners in the subdivision. The other problem is the road into the property. The subdivision map calls it Jericho Road, but it has never been developed. The problem with coming in on the other side on Jordan Way West is that it crosses Sugar Pine Creek. The problem with this road, as you can see, it's narrow. There's snow on it as of April 1st, those photographs you have. And I'm curious who's going to be responsible. Is the county going to clean this area or is the Rec Association? Because the lot owners in this subdivision should not be responsible for doing that. Now, there's a division in the subdivision. There's 80-some people who own lots who are members of the Rec Association, and then there's 280-some people who are simply lot owners. The members of the Rec Association are the ones who will benefit financially from the sale of this 2-acre parcel. So if there is a burden to keep this road clear, it should fall on the Rec Association from now until the end of time rather than on the homeowners. Also a problem of coming in here with fire equipment. If emergency equipment has to come in, how are they going to get out? Because usually they require a turnaround area so that they can exit. So also on this sheet that I gave you, it talks about monetarily that only the county and or the Rec Association will benefit. So there should never be any burden on the lot owners in the existing subdivision. And I'm not so sure that the county will benefit monetarily, because if this property is sold, I'm sure that the Rec Association will be back asking the county to take the amount of the sale away from the assessment for the rest of the property. Other problems surrounding this road, there's a 4-inch water main down the middle. If this 19 acres is going to be developed, I think you should look at the 75-page requirement that was put on the Rec Association when they wanted to develop 5 acres earlier, back in the 90s, on Jordan Way West. Also, questions about who's going to pay for the garbage and all that if this 2-acre parcel is split off. So, I'm out of time, I think.
Thank you. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Coleman? Thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else who would like to come up and speak in opposition to the project?
Charles Varvianis, V-A-R-V-A-Y-A-N-I-S. I'm opposed to the RE2, and the reason for that is I'm based on access, and I'm also on your management recommendations. The RE2, in this report, in the agenda report, it states that access is from the north. Of course, across Jordan Way West. The stated access of the association has been that access will be from the east across Jericho, which Fred just spoke of a moment ago. Jericho is a closed road, and its effect would be There's a, we call it a toboggan run, there's a toboggan hill, and the landing zone for toboggan hill is just past where Jericho Road is. It would bisect the landing zone. In this original sales documents, when the lots were sold between the 50s and the 70s, the toboggan hill was one of the features of the park that was advertised. And the park was developed by the developer is the same. Oddfellow Sierra Recreation Association is the same developer as this property here. So should this RE2 be granted, and if, as the Rec Association has stated, which conflicts with this report states that the access is from the north, but the Rec Association has stated access will be from the east across Jericho, essentially Toboggan Hill would not be usable because children racing down there wouldn't see cars coming, you know, through the trees and so on and so forth, which would defeat one of the sales features that the recreation sold to myself and many others. So it's the RE2 I have a problem with. And of course the area of the gate, it looks like really the road abandonment needs to be addressed, whereas one of the recommendations is for the gate. So I'm opposed. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a question. First, Commissioner LaTorre, go ahead. I'll ask mine last.
Oh, thank you. I thought you said before that you were a little bit in favor.
Oh, I am. I'm very in favor of the TPZ portion of the thing. Unfortunately, because the two are bound together, the RE2 and the TPZ, my ultimate decision is I'm against this because of the RE2 implications.
Okay, thank you.
My question is, since I can't see on these maps, and neither can the other commissioners, where Toboggan Hill is.
Okay, Toboggan Hill, if you look at the easterlymost border that touches Jericho, set straight line up and down.
Yes.
Toboggan Hill runs from up and above behind this 2 acres and runs right along, right next to that straight line that runs up to Jericho.
Okay.
And then the landing zone passes over Jericho.
So is the Toboggan Hill in the RE2?
No, Toboggan Hill is just, if you're looking at the paper, just to the right or just to the east by the smallest amount.
See that here. Okay. Now, Jericho Road. Jericho Road, is that not a accessible road?
No, it's not accessible road at this time. It's closed.
Okay.
I've lived in the park since 2003, and I've owned since 99, and the road has been closed during that period, and I hear from others it was closed for many years prior to that.
Okay. That's all of my questions. Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much. All right, anyone that would like to speak neutrally on the project, please come forward.
A lot to cover here, John Buckley, CSERC. The first is, as most of you will have known from the information, this was Camp Cedarbrook. It's a very heavily forested parcel, and just to kind of give you a sense, as the Will Durrell's timber management plan showed, there's at least one tree that's almost 5 feet in diameter. There's a lot of nice forest on this site, and obviously our center would love to see the site kept as a popular campsite for scouts. That's not before you tonight, and that's not what they're able to do. So the question related to the TPZ part is that an appropriate land use designation, and our center's belief is based on the past thinning and small patch openings that have been done on the Oddfellows property. It is appropriate for them to manage that part, and we do not see any significant concern with the proposed zone change and the shift to TBZ. We do have a concern, and mostly the concern is the lack of information. So kind of like with the last issue where you really did not have, well, not the last issue, but the issue with the no one here to answer questions about the charter school. In this case, our center does not have the information in this available as to what really is the access for the RE2 parcel. And again, the only time that I've been on the site, which has been more than 10 years, that what is shown as Jericho, there wasn't any road that was open and usable at that time. And so if that's what the intent is, how is that crossing Sugar Pine Creek? What are the requirements or conditions to protect the creek from creating a road access through there? Are they going to do what may have been done in the past, literally drive forward the creek? If so, what kind of conditions are required for that, and what are the protections? So our center is not opposed to all of this project moving forward, but as Mr. Coleman appropriately pointed out with some of his concerns, is there is the concern about the undeveloped road and the crossing of Sugar Pine Creek, and potentially the issue of water availability, which may be more an internal residents discussion, as I'm seeing staff agree it's a legitimate concern, but not for the commission. So all I'm suggesting is that you actually not make a decision tonight on this until you have before you the accurate information to know exactly what is being proposed and what the effects could be of the stream crossing for where there is not now road access, but where the road access is being proposed. Until you have it, how can you make a decision? Thank you.
Any questions, commissioners, for John Buckley? Commissioner LaTorre.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Buckley, I think in an attempt to answer your question, I'd like to ask Director Shane, isn't it the case that we don't have those answers before us because there's no project? But in the future, if there's a project proposed, then they'll have to answer those access questions.
That's true, but I believe Mr. Osborne could probably answer that question in a little bit more detail. It's our understanding that Jordan Way West would be the access to the project.
In other words, I think on the map, there is an easement.
There's an easement, yes.
And legal access.
Yes.
But there's difficulties because it's a closed road, it's not usable, and you know, questions about crossing, plowing and fording a creek.
We heard testimony from some of the speakers in opposition that the homeowners had proposed to use that road. Again, it was our understanding that it was going to be Jordan Way West, but that's again perhaps Mr. Osborne or someone with one of the other applicants could clarify it.
Did you want to follow up on that?
No, again, I'm just basing on what the testimony I heard is. I'm not clear on either way, either on Jordan Way West, Shane, or Jericho, how that would be accomplished, whether or not there's an easement without causing harm to the creek, unless you have clarity that either a condition would be a bridge or a cement, you know, ford or whatever the county believes is appropriate. And if you're asked to approve the RE2 zoning, this may be the only opportunity this commission has to determine how you protect that resource. That's my thing. Not that there won't be some legal easement to it. And again, maybe Mr. Osborne will answer that question.
Okay. Commissioner Kite?
I have one quick question regarding the demolition of the structures there. Is there a good or bad time regarding the local wildlife for the demolition of those that you would like to state at this time, bats, other critters in the area?
There is less of a concern about the demolition timing than whether or not the county's Environmental Health Department assures that the septic tank effluent is not spread in any way that would get down into the creek. That is a major concern, but there wasn't time to address that in 3 minutes.
Okay.
I have confidence that staff will.
Is there another question?
Another question.
I have a question for staff, but it can wait till after we've asked our questions.
Okay, Commissioner Morrow.
John, kind of answer your questions. I should have divulged that I was out walking the property, and there was quite a bit of snow up there when I went with my four-wheel. I couldn't get in there, but I went with Mr. Wallace. And that's one of the questions that I asked. Where would the road, because the road going up Jordan Way would be too steep, and there's no road, there could have been a road there later on, years ago, to get to the cabin, the Boy Scout cabins.
That's why I asked a question a minute ago about Jericho, and I was told at that particular time that they were going to leave that Jericho open for a road in there. So I would like to talk to Mr. Harsburn a little bit later.
Question, Mr.
Yes, Commissioner Kai.
Ms. Shane, if a project were proposed there, a residential project, would that would be something that would come before the Planning Department and, Community Resources Agency, and you would address a number of concerns with regard to the construction of a residence there? Would these things, water access, roads, these kinds of things be part of that process at that time?
Yes. A building permit would be required before they could get the building permit for a home. They have to demonstrate sewage disposal meets requirements, also a potable water supply, and that they do have legal access to the property.
Okay.
Other questions?
Are we still in public or are we at the public?
We're in public. We're still in public, right. Okay. Yes, Commissioner Morrow?
For Mrs. Shane, as far as what we're looking at tonight, on the road, we can't make that decision tonight. That has to be done at another time if they come back and get a permit for that.
There's existing access to the parcel. This is, again, just a general plan amendment and zone change. We're not proposing any construction or development. So, again, it's even because this is not a land division, it's a lot line adjustment, then there are no requirements in the county ordinance code about upgrading access or anything of that nature. It's really just, it is what it is now, and they just want to adjust the lot line.
Okay, that answers my question.
Okay. Any other questions, commissioners?
Have we gotten, is there anything?
No, this is still the hearing. So my next question is there anyone else who would like to come up and speak neutrally on the project? Seeing none, we'll move into rebuttal. Anyone who spoke in favor of the project may now come up and speak in rebuttal. Again, the 3-minute limit.
Commissioners, if you'll look at page 13 of your agenda report.
Your name for the record?
My name is Bob Osborne. Okay. Sorry. Anyway, you'll see the easterly part of the parcel that we're proposing to UR. You'll see Jericho on the north boundary. Jericho's easement continues to the east until I believe it connects with Jordan Way East. The easement was created when the original subdivision map was recorded in the 60s. From the research that I've done so far, the easement is still there, even though the road is not there. However, access to the 2-acre parcel can be accomplished with a driveway standard improvement, which would be 12 feet wide, it would exceed certain lengths, it has to have a turnout, so forth. Access via Jericho would eliminate having to cross Sugar Pine Creek. So it's actually more economically feasible and more constructible to not go over Sugar Pine Creek.
To cut over east, Jordan Way East?
I believe it's, I don't have an old map.
Old map, you have to be safe.
But
Jordan Way East.
Oh, yes, on the Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. If you look at page 12, it's a little easier to get the bigger picture. So, as I said, I was on site a couple of times. Two contractors, one contractor was with me at one point. We both looked at the grade, access issues, and my understanding of requirements for grades above 3,000 feet, the driveway can be constructed. And the contractor didn't seem to have an issue with constructability of the driveway also. Although it's not part of the project application, the question was, what's the water source for the eventual 2-acre parcel? There are more than one well on the 20-acre parcel, one of which will serve the 2-acre parcel, and the wells have been tested, and my understanding is that they're fine. With respect to any future application, a demolition permit will be necessary to do any work as far as tearing things down, including septic system. There's protocol for clearing septic tanks, systems, so forth, and environmental health will be involved in monitoring that process. I think I covered everything.
Questions for Mr. Osborne? Commissioner Kine?
Just to clarify, with regard both to the construction of any residence on the property or the demolition of the buildings and removal of the septic and all of that, these are, again, processes that would be gone through separately under another process with CRA and with environmental agency as well, and
building,
the oversight. And
building department, for example, the driveway will most likely require a grading permit. So we'll be going through the process of a grading permit if we get through this process. With respect to the RE2 zone property, there's already a caretaker's cabin, I think it was called, on the parcel, but it needs some improvements. That will probably trigger a building permit for remodel or improvement, so it will come under the direction of the building.
Thank you.
Any other questions, commissioners, for Mr. Osborne? Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else who would like to speak in rebuttal?
For or against right now?
No, you spoke. You have to wait.
Okay.
Just one second. Okay. Seeing none, we'll now move into sir rebuttal for anyone that spoke against the project.
Again, the only thing that I want to talk about is what the last gentleman talked about, and that's Jericho Road. And there is a residence on this 2 acres, and I think the purpose of splitting the 2 acres off is so that it can be sold. So if you're planning what's going to take place with this property, I think this Jericho access is pretty important if the property is sold, because this road, or as they call it, a driveway, needs to be developed. Someone's going to have to clear it. I don't know if it's going to be put in that the buyer of this residence will have to clear it, or if the applicant will be responsible for that. Once again, I would say that in clearing this driveway or road, the cost should never fall on the lot owners in the subdivision, because they're not going to benefit financially from the sale of this 2-acre parcel. And I think that there should be a requirement, if you're going to split this property off for the later sale, that this Jericho Road be developed either as a road or as a driveway, and you should find out what is going to take place in that development. Yes.
Commissioner LaTorre.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You started by saying, if we're planning what's going to happen to this, we should do this, we should do that. But tonight, we're not planning what's going to happen to the parcel.
Okay.
Right?
But I think if they are planning that it will be so.
And that will go through a different kind of process,
okay.
Permit process.
Okay.
Not what we're involved in tonight.
Okay.
Commissioner Hyde?
Staff.
Oh, wait then.
Okay. Yeah, we're done.
We're finished. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else that would like to speak in sir rebuttal?
Yes, Charles Barry Ennis, again addressing the RE2. The caretaker's cabin that has been mentioned is a building of greater than 4,500 square feet of livable space. It's more than a little cabin. It's quite significant. And although unlikely, it is possible the purchaser of this may just simply occupy it without any modifications, therefore completely bypassing any future permitting process. So again, my concern is that of the RE2, and I did mention, which you guys haven't taken, I have a concern that it would change the face of the adjoining property that was also made by the same developer, you know, years prior, as far as taking away one of the features that they had advertised. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. Right. Thank you.
Are you aware of when the last time that caretaker's cabin was occupied?
The last time the caretaker's cabin was occupied, in 2003, it was occupied for one day overnight by one resident. And before 2003, it was a long time.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to speak in sir rebuttal? Seeing none, the public hearing is now closed, and I will refer the item back to the commission. Yes, Commissioner Latore.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It seems to me that the majority of the objections that the neighbors had or the people who spoke against have to do with access and use of the parcel, but if we were to deny the rezoning, those issues would still be the same as they are now. In other words, someone could go and live in that house now. I don't see how approving this project tonight would make matters worse on the property than they are now. Whereas approving the timber harvest plan, I think, is going to benefit the whole neighborhood. So my inclination is to approve it because I don't see that we're making things any worse for the neighbors.
Commissioner Kite?
Question from Shane. Is there, he mentioned the possibility of other residents being charged. Is there any circumstance under which an assessment would be generated to, or that the county would come in and pay for the cost of building a road along Jericho Road?
The county certainly wouldn't pay to build the road. These are private roads within their subdivision. Mm-hmm. And I think he's referring to if the homeowners group does work and then tries to assess themselves. That's out of the scope of the county. So
that's a possibility that they would have to address internally.
That's right. It's a civil matter between them. I just want to clarify, though, as Mr. Osborne stated, if this parcel is results a 2-acre parcel and they want to just use it for a residence, they only would be required to have a driveway to access the property. It would not have to be constructed Jericho to Troll County standards or anything like that for a road. It would certainly be a 12-foot wide driveway is all that would be required.
Thank you.
Any Commissioner Baker?
Question for staff, I guess. If the even for a private residence, if they were coming from Jordan Way West and needed to cross Sugar Pine Creek, a full stream alteration permit with, I guess that's fish and game, the stream alteration permits are applied to, right, would be necessary because you would be changing you'd be doing something in the stream bed in order to do that. Is that correct or incorrect?
Well, if assuming that there is no existing old road or anything there and there's no culvert, if they want to install a culvert to be able to put in a driveway or a road, then they will typically need a stream bed alteration agreement. They would definitely have to have a review by Fish and Game because that's a jurisdictional drainage.
Is there a circumstance by which someone could build a house there using an existing crossing of the creek and say, oh, I'll just cross like I always did, thank you very much, and that would be approved, the building permit would be granted based on that?
It could. In the fact that there is existing buildings there, and again, if there is an existing driveway off of even Long Barn Sugar Pine Road through the property, but again, if you're doing the lot line adjustment to a neighbor, they would have to have an easement then over the other property to get to it. You know, again, just assuming if there was an existing driveway, yes, they could utilize that as long as it met the county standards. They might have to widen it a little bit. It has to be the 12 feet wide and meet certain slopes.
As soon as they put their first shovel in the creek, then you just do an alteration.
Well, it just depends on what they would be changing at the creek. If maybe there is an existing culvert, they don't have to change that. That's the key. It's if it's existing, what is the condition is it in?
Okay, any other questions before I ask for a motion?
Recommend approval, general plan amendment, GPA 11-007, based on following findings and contingent upon adaptation of the master resolution amending general plan, findings A through E, and recommend approval of zone change RZ 11-014, based on the following findings and contingent upon adoption of the master resolution amending the general plan, findings A through E.
Second.
Thank you. Second by Commissioner Baker. I'll call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Carries 7-0. Thank you. Meeting is adjourned at 8:48.